if you pull up in your car to a red light this summer, and the car in the lane next to you has the windows down, they're blasting music, there's a pretty good chance this is the song you're hearing. Where are you now that I need you? That's Where Are You Now by the DJ duo Jack U with Justin Bieber on vocals. The song is one of the biggest summer hits of 2015. And another contender for that title? All we need is somebody to lean on. Lean On by the group Major Lazer. Okay, one more inescapable hit this summer. I will never dream of your love to take me there, to take me there. Oh. Take You There with Kaiza on vocals. So, what do all three of these tracks have in common? They were all created by the same producer, DJ, music mastermind, Diplo. His real name is Thomas Wesley Pence. Musically, he kind of owns this summer, and he joins us now from our studio in New York. Welcome.
Hey.
Okay, those tracks that we just played, they are not only different vocalists. They're different albums, collaborative projects. And tell us about, how do these collaborations take shape?
Well, I guess people like me, DJs and producers, have a bigger say and a bigger voice than we've ever had before, you know? I'm not a superstar per se. I'm not like on the radio myself. I'm not like in the press shots, but I'm like a musical creator, producer in the same vein as what Quincy Jones was or Pharrell, Timberland were. But this year, people like me are able to go perform the records we play live. And I think that it gives me leverage to bring artists to me to, you know, produce records, kind of be in control of the way it sounds.
Well, speaking of big artists, you also collaborated with Madonna on her latest album this year.
Yeah.
Let's hear one of the tracks that you produced for her latest album. And because this is public radio, I think we have to call it something else, like Ma'am, I'm Madonna?
Yeah.
What do we call this?
Miss Chick, I'm Madonna.
Okay, here we go. So how do you take what you bring to the party and make that harmonize with what Madonna has established as her identity over all these years?
Well, with Madonna, it was really special for me because I became really close to her and friendly with her that I never would expect. You know, even when I first got the notion that Madonna wanted to meet and maybe do something, I was like, okay, I'll do this because I want to get an Instagram picture with Madonna, at least. At the very least.
That was the motivation.
Yeah, you know, I didn't expect to even see her more than one afternoon. But with her, she started to get more comfortable with me. Then this song happened because we were like getting a little drunk in the studio, and she's like, well, what's the craziest thing you have on your computer right now? Like, what is it? And literally it was this crazy noise, this buzzing sound. But she loved it, and it almost was like the kind of buzziest record for her album, and it does sound like a Diplo and Madonna song together, you know? While other songs are kind of me trying to find like the Madonna from the future or something, you know? And this one's kind of like we just threw caution to the wind and made something as obnoxious as possible, which kind of what her career's always been like, you know?
It's funny that you mentioned trying to find the Madonna of the future. You told Rolling Stone, when people come to me, they don't know what they want to sound like. They just want to sound like something from the future.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can pinpoint what the future sounds like.
You can never figure out what the future sounds like. As soon as you make it, it's the past. So you're just constantly chasing it. You want to find something that just you haven't heard before. There's a great story of, I can feel it coming in the air tonight, Phil Collins, you know? Like, the drums on that are just literally the talkback mic. You know, I'm talking about the engineer.
I love your example of a great musical experimentation is Phil Collins, which I think most people who are, like, of the moment trendsetting would be afraid to cite as a musical reference.
I love any music that makes me feel something. You know, I want music to give me goosebumps. When I make a song like that, then I know it's good, you know?
Can we do sort of anatomy of a song? Because Lean On is such a mega hit this summer, I'd love it if you could break it down for us and tell us what's going on in there.
Well, it started as just a really slow reggae song. And the funny thing is about it is that Mo was a fan of ours. I didn't know who she was.
She's the singer on this track.
Yeah, she was a Danish singer who has a very jazzy voice. She came to a show in Amsterdam and she introduced herself and she forced me and another guy, Major Lazer, to go to her room to play music for her. Like, she came to the city. I was like, okay, I'll give this girl a chance. And I left her this record, the instrumental, and she wrote like four songs in a week.
Wow.
And we just sat on it. We tried a lot of ideas. And I eventually said, look, we need something fresh. So I turned into a hip hop beat. And then the main thing of the beat is this reggae drum beat called a dembow. And you hear it underneath the song the whole time right here. like a one beat that they used in reggaeton in dancehall records in the 90s for like 10 years. So we just put that in there and compressed it and made it sound very thick and rich.
And so when you sent that to her, what was her reaction?
She did not like this at all.
You were like, this is the biggest summer hit of 2015.
Yeah, I convinced her. I was like, this is going to be big.
I want to rewind the clock. You were born in Mississippi, grew up in Florida. What's your earliest memory of making music?
I would probably say, this is kind of funny because I hope it counts as making music, but I used to just record the radio on cassette tapes and just make little mixtapes like pastiche of different things. Like I would record a lot of, I remember pop music, like stuff like Physical Attraction by Madonna. I used to love that record. I recorded it and listened to it a lot.
How old were you when you were making those first mixtapes off the radio?
Like 8, 11, I don't know, something like that.
It's so funny because, you know, most people start with piano lessons or violin lessons or something. Like you were a DJ from day one.
But it's funny, in South Florida, DJ culture is so big, you know? Like, in the neighborhood I lived in Fort Lauderdale, was like, there's just so many street parties. I think that area was, like, the most diverse place I'd lived in. It was, my neighborhood was, like, literally, I went to bar mitzvahs, I went to, like, Haitian kids' birthday parties. My family cousins would come down from Orlando, they're all rednecks. It was like...
This is like a young Diplo in the making, where yeah. You can hear the sound of it.
It was everything. It was every music there. Until I moved to Philly, then I realized how segregated music was, you know? Mm-hmm. When I went to Philly, we started a party called Holotronics, and we played like weirdly crazy music. And that was kind of the inspiration for me to quit my job and go full time. You know, and it was crazy because when I was in Philly, I never thought you could make money making music. I was trying to keep any job I had because there wasn't any DJs that had a living doing that, you know? So I had to do it all myself. I'm like an older guy in this DJ world, you know?
You're 36?
I'm 36 years old, so... You know, I'm lucky I'm still doing it and still excited by it. You show me there's something more to us
than the same old thing, no usual affair. Well, Wes, in the middle of your crazy, triumphant, whirlwind summer, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
I appreciate it. You've been a great interviewer. You knew a lot about my music. I appreciate that.
Thomas Wesley Pence is a DJ and producer, better known as Diplo.